AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time, the Supreme Court ruled former presidents have some immunity from prosecution. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it extends the delay in the case of former President Donald Trump.
The historic 6-3 ruling underlines what Justice Brett Kavanaugh said during April's arguments.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in an official capacity.
But rather than decide how that applies to the Justice Department's case over Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, the high court wants a lower court to sort it out. That all but ends chances Trump could be tried before the November election. He calls it a big win for our Constitution and democracy. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who joined the other two liberals in dissenting, says the ruling makes a mockery of the principle that no man is above the law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Outside the court, D.C. resident Nan Raphael says the court has been politicized in favor of Donald Trump.
He chose three of these justices, so they feel beholden to him somehow, because if they don't, then there'll be some sort of retribution against them.
A longtime ally of Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, has been taken into custody in Connecticut after surrendering at a federal prison to begin a 4-month sentence on contempt charges for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot. Extremely powerful Hurricane Beryl made landfall on the Caribbean island of Carriacou. Michael Brennan is at the National Hurricane Center.
We are seeing reports already of widespread power outages, damage, wind damage.
Beryl is the earliest Category 4 storm to form in the Atlantic. The Israeli army is ordering a mass evacuation of Palestinians from Khan Yunis. Assigned troops are likely to launch a new ground assault. This is AP News. Gaza is in the midst of a water crisis.
Families gather around trucks and water tanks in Khan Yunis, Gaza, to collect their share of drinking water. Young children climb on a truck to try to get water into their containers first, while others sit under the truck to collect whatever drops fall. Displaced Palestinian Issem El Daya says he had to wait from sunrise to sunset for 1 liter of drinking water to share with 16 people. The crowds around the trucks grow larger as more Palestinians displaced in Israel's ongoing war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip arrive in the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Our top story, the Supreme Court ruled former presidents have broad immunity, dimming the chance of a pre-election trial for former President Donald Trump. The justices ruled 6-3 there is no immunity for unofficial acts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.